Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, y'all. As usual, I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all this morning, every Monday morning, that is, at 7 a.m. Eastern time to collectively come together to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down my lungs and saying, child, I have more for you to do in this earthly realm. I have more people for you to serve. Assignment for you to execute on. I want to let you know that I am going to be there for you every step that you take on your life's journey, in your business journey, in your career journey. The Lord is with you. And for that, we give him praise. We just say, thank you, Lord, for being the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. So wherever you're at this morning, just give God a hand clap of praise because he is forever worthy. And oh my goodness, if you were just listening to the jam session that we have right before we start these sessions, ooh, the song, I honestly got to get myself together because I was in full worship, y'all. Full worship. That song always takes me there by Hezekiah Walker. It's called Calling My Name, Calling My Name. If you have not heard it, definitely download it on your playlist. It's also going to be a part of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat playlist on Apple Podcasts. So definitely listen to it and get into it. And listen to the lyrics, because let's just jump into the message this morning. Get into the lyrics. Look, y'all hear me sniffing and stuff because I was over here like, praise the Lord, and all the things. But I want to highlight to you in that song what they were saying specifically. And I'm seeing y'all in the comments. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, the blood still works. That was the very first song we played. Short backstory and some historical context to that. My daughter, she went to church with my husband's mom, her grandmother, and they sang in the choir. And so during practice, they were singing the song called The Blood Still Works. And on the way home, she just kept saying, the blood still works. And I was like, yes, yes. So I was like, I have to play this. I have to play this because this is in my head. But how many of y'all know the blood still works? The blood that Jesus shed for us. How many of you all know the blood still works? It still works. It still moves through us. It still works. There's evidence that God moves. The blood still works. The blood of Jesus. Like, let's be crystal clear on this. Hello? The blood still works. But okay, let's get back to what I was talking about initially, right? Going back to the song, Calling My Name by Hezekiah Walker. He said, how many times do I go against your will? That line about right there can speak for itself. Well, that question right there can speak for itself. Because how many of you all this morning know that you have gone against something that God has shared with you? I'm going to let that question just sit with you because I know I can't be the only one feeling convicted over that line. It says, how many times do I go against your will? Meaning the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord for your life. The will of the Lord for your career. Woo. The will of the Lord over your business. The will of the Lord over just life in general for you. How many times have you gone against God's will? Then it says, then you forgive me, but yet I still turn around and do the things I shouldn't do because I belong to you and I know you will come through. Woo! This song still has these stanzas take you through so many emotional roller coasters. It's like you're questioning, how many times do I go against God's will? A lot. Then it says, then you forgive me, Lord. Praise the Lord, because he's a forgiver of all of our sins, right? Again, going back to the blood still works. Hallelujah. And then it says, turn around. After you've forgiven me, I still turn around and do the things I shouldn't do. Then it goes on, because I belong to you and I know you will come through. Ooh, what confidence that line has. That means we have confidence in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that we belong to him, knowing that because we belong to him, he's going to come through for us. So there is a level of expectation we have and we must carry as we go through our life's journey, right? And then it says, Lord, I know I don't belong with you because I've done wrong, but yet I still hear you calling my name. So even though we've done wrong, even though we've done the worst of the worst, right? Even though we've said the things, even though we've done the things and all of that, but guess who ain't clocking us? Guess who ain't clocking what we've done wrong? Or ain't tracking or keeping a track. Oh yeah, you didn't did this. So the Lord, he's going to forgive us. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's going to still call us to do a certain thing, because God can use any and everybody. So just because you may have done it in the past, or just because your past may say something negative about you, doesn't mean that God can't use you in your season or in season that you're in. God can still use you. I don't know who that was for, but God can still use you despite of the things that you have done in your past. And I don't know what the things are you've done in your past, but I know some of those things may haunt you. Some of those things may be like, oh, I know I shouldn't have did that. Right? But God is still calling your name. God is still, you still are being called by the Lord to do the thing, to run the conference, to have the events, to run the business, to go into that career path. You are still being called by name, by name, by God, despite of, right? And then it goes on to talk about, they say this over and over again. I had to listen to this part of the song over and over again, because it says, oh Lord, I sinned, but you're still calling my name. Oh Lord, I've sinned, but you're still calling my name. Right then and there, it's like, it's a huge surrender, right? It's a huge surrender. So what a way to end the song. It's a huge surrender, because that's what we have to do during these times that we feel down and out. That's what we have to do during these times where we're like, God, I don't see no way out of this. I don't see no way. God, this is what we have to do, my friends, this morning. This is what we got to surrender. Surrender every thought. Surrender everything that you may be troubled with. Surrender every worry. Surrender every doubt. Come on. Surrender every career need. Surrender every business need. Surrender every life and personal need to God and say, oh Lord, I sin. Woo! And throw your hands up. But you're still calling my name. In spite of, you are still calling my name. And so when I was on the road, because we had traveled home to our parents, to where our parents live this past weekend. Well, not weekend, this week, because my daughter was on spring break. And on the way home, you know, the Lord is always like speaking to me, right? Always. I can, even whether it's I'm listening to a podcast, whether I'm listening to somebody preaching, whether I'm listening to a conversation or having a conversation with somebody, the Lord is always speaking through to me about, you know, things, or speaking to me about what to say specifically to people, right? And so one thing he said to me yesterday, it was so loud. We were listening to some, I don't know what we were listening to, but it was so loud in my ear. And he said, check your season. I was like, say what? Come again. Check your season, just like that. Not check your season, Crystal, or check your season, my child. Check your my season, daughter. It didn't even come through like that. It came in, check your season, and with an emphasis on yo, an emphasis on yo. Do y'all hear me? He said, check your season. Check your season, excuse me. Check your season with an emphasis on yo. And so I said, all right, since we put an emphasis on yo, he then directed me to look up yo. You know how we always say yo, yo, whatever. Some of you may use it, but it's really like a slang term. And so I was like, I'm not expecting it for this to be in nobody's dictionary, right? But the Urban Dictionary. And it was, but it was also in the Webster Dictionary. It was also in the Cambridge Dictionary. And I'm like, really? So the Lord drew my attention to the definition, and it said, used as an exclamation to get someone's attention, express excitement, greet someone, etc. Then it goes on to talk about here, present, used, especially in answer to a roll call. I'm going to say that last part again. Yo, the definition of yo, used as an exclamation to get someone's attention, express excitement, greet someone. Then it goes on, part two of the definition says, here, present, used especially in answer to a roll call. When I tell you this definition, bless my whole entire soul. Because the next question the Lord had me answer is, are you present in your season? Are you present in your season? He first said, check your season, emphasis on yo. Told me the definition of yo to share with you all this morning. And then he said, are you present in your season? Because what your season look like, it may not look like your neighbor's season. It may not look like your brother's or sister's season. It may not look like your mother or father's season. It may not look like your spouse's season. It may not look like the person over there's season. I hope you know where I'm going with this. I hope you see what the Lord is leading us this morning, right? He said, are you present in your season? Can God get your attention in your season? Can he get your attention in your season? Or are you busy paying attention to someone else's season that you are not present in yours? Let me say that again. Can God get your attention in your season? Or are you busy paying attention to someone else's season that you are not present, fully present in your season? So when you're not, let's just take a step back, right? I'm going to let that question sit with you. But when you're not present in your season, that means you are paying attention to somebody else's season. You're like, man, I see what they're doing. I see what they got going on. I see they did this event. I see they did. They running this business. I see they got this job. Or yo. I see what they doing. But God is like, yo. Yo, don't let me start calling the names I see on this prayer call. He's like, yo, daughter, yo, son, I'm here in your season, but you ain't paying attention to your season because you over there paying attention to their season. My God, I know I'm not the only one that can relate to this right now. I know I'm not the only one who checked out somebody else's season and said, well, when I'm going to get there, and the Lord over here calling you, yo, woo-hoo, if you would just pay attention to me, if you would just focus on what I'm saying to you in this season, if you would just listen and take a step back from paying attention to the worldly things or paying attention to what other people are doing and focus on what you got going on and focus on what I'm doing for you. Mm. In this season, then we can get somewhere. Mm. Then the promises that I have for you or share with you can come to pass. Then you can receive that abundance. Ooh, that abundance that you always pray for. Because let me tell you, the John 10:10 states the enemy will come to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what happens when you pay attention to somebody else's season. The enemy is really luring you in. He's luring you in and having and redirecting your attention out of your season into somebody else's season. And I just come to remind you this morning to stay focused in your season. Your season ain't like nobody else's. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you just for this. Just for this. God made you just for this. And so in your season, I'm just declaring that we claim that you claim your season. Better yet, I want you to rep your season. I want you to embrace your season. And then when you embrace your season, you can then learn the lessons in your season. Mm. And emphasis on yo. Woo! Emphasis on yo. So when God says, yo, my child, are you present? When God goes back to the definition here, present, used, especially in answer to a roll call. When God calls your name in your season, will you answer? Will you answer the call? Or will you be so scared? Or will you let fear or doubt consume you in your season? So I just want to pray right now that or come against any fear and doubt or any anxiety that we may have, that you may have in your season. And then I also want to encourage you that what you should do in your season is to endure in your season, but endure your season with God. Endure your season with God. Huh. Because without him or apart from him, you can do nothing. And that's what the word says. And you can fact check me. I'm okay with that. But honestly, I want you to do that because that is always part of your homework once we get off our calls on Monday. So the word says, without him or apart from him, you can do nothing. And I don't know about you all, I don't want to even do a thing without the Lord. I don't even want to apply to a job without the Lord. I don't even want to go on an interview without the Lord. I don't even want to plan certain things without the Lord. I don't even want, look, we surely can't breathe without the Lord, whether you believe it or not. You cannot breathe without the Lord. So why would we even want to do anything else without our Lord? Without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Just why? Why do that to ourselves, right? So one of the scriptures that the Lord pointed me to in this morning, is, and I was just like, God, there's so many scriptures that can really speak on this particular topic that we're talking about this morning. And the one that he dropped, the scriptures that he drew me to were John chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. And it says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Whew. And so that first part, it says, my sheep, who are us? We are his sheep, right? My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So in your season, going back to top to bottom, the Lord said, check your season, right? Check the season you in. Not worrying about everybody else's season, but check your season, right? And what the question that he then led me to answer, and what I'm encouraging you to answer about yourself, are you present in your season? So when you are present in your season, my friends, guess what? It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. When you're present in your season, you are listening to God's voice. You're hearing him clearly. You're hearing him clearly, and not just hearing him, but you are executing on what he has called you to do. Executing and believing that you are backed by all of heaven's resources to do what it is he has called you to do in this season. Despite of what you've done, despite of what your past looked like, despite of what they may say about you, you are still moving because God has called you in this season. So if you know that to be true, my God, I need you to move with excellence, move like you know that you have all of heaven's resources backing you. Move. I don't know what it may look like in your bank account. I don't know what it looks like in your life right now. I don't know what it looks like in your career. I don't know what it looks like in your business, but I just declare and decree that when you move, when you move, when you stop, when you give up fear, when you give up the doubt, when the anxiety is gone. Because let me tell you, even though you move, it don't mean there's no fear. It doesn't mean that there's no doubt in the back of your mind. But like I keep saying, and on the other calls that we've had, is Lord, say this simple prayer. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Yeah, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. But I'm going to still move and endure what? And endure the season, or endure your season, our season with God, right? We're going to endure our season with God. Going back to the word, John 10, verse 27 through 29, emphasis on 27, right? Verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So when God says, yo, what's up, my daughter? Yo, what's up, my son? When God says those things to you, will you say, present, I'm here? Will you be present in your season? And not just present, but will you listen? Will you listen? And are you listening in your season? So, I hope that word penetrates your heart this morning. I hope that you will go and run with that this morning and beyond. I hope that when you are going through your week, that you will literally be questioning and saying, am I listening to my Father in this season? Am I hearing his voice for what he has for me? Not what he has for my neighbor, not what he has for a family member or a colleague or whatever, but what he has for me. What he has for me, because in spite of what may have happened in your past, God can still use you, and he is still using you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a blessed and wonderful productive work week. Let's get into this good word of prayer before we do that. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for whatever it is that you have whispered in their ear to do, Lord. Give them a holy boldness. Give them courage, God. Give them all that they need and let them know that they have all of heaven's resources backing them in the name of Jesus. God, let the fear just fall from them. Let the doubt just fall from them, and let them know that wherever there may be fear, doubt, anxiety, or whatever may be negative talk in the back of their mind, Lord, or the forefront of their mind, Lord, let them know that you are there in the midst. You're working it out for their good. Lord, let them endure with you in their season. Let them be present
in their season and not pay attention to whatever it is going on in somebody else's season, God, but to pay attention to what you have for them in the name of Jesus. God, we know you as Jehovah Jireh. We know you will supply every one of our needs, Lord. God, we thank you for being King of Kings. We thank you for being Lord of Lords. We thank you for covering us and protecting us, giving us a hedge of protection as we travel the highways and byways, physically in the highways and byways of life, Lord. God, we thank you for dispatching your angels to surround us in every vehicle that we may be in this week. God, we thank you for being in every hospital room. God, we thank you for being in every interview room. God, we thank you for being in the boardrooms of our businesses, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing our names to be spoken in rooms that we're not even in, God. God, we thank you for stirring up the gifts on inside of us that may lay dormant, God, and help us to be reminded that even though the gifts lay dormant, we are reminded that we are still able to use them, even though we may think that we can't use it right now. But God, let us know that we are able. You are able. We are able, but mostly you are able to work through us. To work through us and do a new thing, to work through us and to bring more people to you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for allowing us to have a blessed and productive work week, and let us not be moved by anything that may come against us, God. We come right now against fear. We come right now against doubt. We come right now against anxieties that we may and worry, Lord, that we may have in this season. But let us not be focused on just any season or anybody else's season, but to focus and pay attention and be present in our seasons. And so when you say, take your season, we'll be prepared to answer you in our season. We'll be present in our season. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.